With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Kids in Brooklyn no longer need to worry about losing their playground. The Brooklyn Recreation Committee announced they are receiving funding from the province to help refurbish the Hank Snow Playground. Funding through the Department of Communities, Culture, Tourism, and Heritage will cover roughly a third of the approximate $20,000 it will cost to refurbish both swing sets, replace the maypole or spinning rings, and install a new merry-go-round. The remainder will be paid through money raised by the local area rate. The playground had been in danger of closing after community members raised concerns the equipment may no longer be safe. Board member Wendy Visser says the committee checked with their insurers and performed inspections on the equipment after reaching out to the Canadian Playground Safety Institute. Visser says through those conversations, the board learned that the playground doesn't need to be shuttered just because equipment doesn't meet the most up-to-date standards.
The way it was described to me is, okay, if you build a house in the 40s, you build it to the code of the day, which is the same as with a playground. And then as building codes change, you don't tear down your house and start fresh. You just, any work going forward is done to the new code.
The board presented what they learned to the community at a public meeting. A motion to close the playground was unsupported and died on the floor, keeping the playground open. The only question now for Vissers and her team is when they can expect to see the new equipment on site.
We're in the queue, so the equipment is officially, the order is in, but it's looking like some of the swing parts will be here in August. So hopefully, you know, sort of as soon as that stuff arrives, within a week or two, we could get that project done. The other larger pieces of equipment, unfortunately, it's looking like it's probably going to be December by the time they arrive.
Once it arrives, the Brooklyn Recreation Committee will be installing the new equipment themselves, as the only certified installer in Nova Scotia is booked up. The committee has confirmed they can perform the work without voiding the warranty or jeopardizing their insurance. Visser says when they're ready to install, they will be putting a call out to the community to lend a hand. She's confident there will be no shortage of volunteers.
An announcement like this, yeah, we've had nothing but positive feedback and some suggestions from community members like, hey, can we do any sort of fundraising activities to help offset the cost? And people coming forward to say, yeah, we'll help, you know, donate some time to make it happen. And so, yeah, no, it's been very positive.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.